Arts Connection, the intersection of faith and the arts in Canadian culture, with your host, Robert White. Now, here's Robert.
Welcome to the Christmas edition of Arts Connection. That was Once in Royal David City from the Carol CD by Mike Jansen. I'm your host, Robert White, and you're listening to the Christmas edition of Arts Connection on Faith FM. I never intended to be a father, at least not as soon after the engagement as it happened. Maybe I should introduce myself first. I'm Joseph. You know, the husband of Mary, the mother of Jesus. The one who seems to be in the background of the Christmas story. In operatic terms, I'd be a spear carrier, a singer who has a couple of minor roles with a few lines, but mostly stands in the background as part of the scenery. I'm the person portrayed by the tallest preschool male in Sunday school, or the boy who can't sing away in a manger, or the Christmas pageant volunteer who can't act, so the director has them stand beside the person playing Mary. Most of my story has been lost to history. Even in the Bible, I'm relegated to a few verses that describe me as a carpenter, a righteous man who wants to send Mary away to hide her pregnancy, and a descendant of King David. I even had a supernatural counter, and I'll get to that in a few moments. Legends and myth have filled the gaps left by the scriptures. Some say I was a widower with children. Some say Jesus transformed wooden doves that had made for him into real birds. Some say I was more than 100 years old when I died. Whether legend, myth, or reality, spear carrier, or an integral part of the Christmas narrative, I was there when the babe of Bethlehem was born.
With Mary on the journey, will you wait for me? With Mary on the journey, will you wait for me? With Mary on the journey, will you patient be? Will you wait? Will you wait with me? With Joseph in confusion, will you wait for me? With Joseph in confusion, will you wait for me? With Joseph in confusion, will you patient be? Will you wait? Will you wait with me?
Wait for Me from Glenn Soderholm's CD, Do Not Be Afraid. I'm your host, Robert White, and you're listening to the Christmas edition of Arts Connection on Faith FM. Whether I was a widower or single, the time came when my parents felt that I needed to be married. I'd followed my father's footsteps and also become a carpenter. But even that's a bit of a misnomer, because the word you translate as carpenter has a broader meaning than the one who makes tables or chairs. I was more of an itinerant artisan who could create everything from a table and chairs to windows and shutters. One legend supposes that much of my time was spent rebuilding Sepphoris, a nearby town that the Romans had destroyed. Whether you believe I was a widowed woodworker or a tradesman, the fact remains that I was gainfully employed and single, and it was time to take a wife. Again, it's speculation, but chances are my family and Mary's family knew each other. Nazareth was a small town, and like all small towns, it was difficult not to at least know of everyone, if not know about everyone. Mary was a young woman, not much more than a teen when we were introduced to each other. We went through the formal introductions by our parents, and our engagement was announced. Even though it was an arranged marriage, as we got to know each other during chaperoned meetings, of course, We fell deeply in love with each other. I found her to be a sweet young woman who was entirely devoted to God. And in the beginning, I thought she was the wife God had intended for me.
Men brave snow and fear of heights, to deck their houses with strings of lights. Strangers smile like old friends might. Everything changes at Christmas. Mary and Joseph and the baby in the hay come down from the attic and go on display. And treetop angels seem to say, everything changes at Christmas. Well, if it's a story, what a story. Who would have dreamed up a scheme like this? If it's the real thing, think of what that means. Everything changes at Christmas. Everything changes at Christmas. Well, if the shepherds were not around, if there was an angel song, if God planned this all along, everything changes at Christmas. 'Cause if that was the Savior's birth, a scheme like this. If it's the real thing, think of what that means. Everything changes at Christmas. Everything changes at Christmas. Yeah, if God really came to town, what was lost has now been found.
Welcome back to the Christmas edition of Arts Connection on Faith FM. I'm your host, Robert White, and that was Everything Changes at Christmas from Carolyn Aaron's Christmas, The Story of Stories CD. I was gobsmacked by the news. I know, now, how much courage it took Mary to tell me that she was with child. But at that moment, all I could think of was how was this going to affect both mine and my parents' reputations. And it was hard not to imagine how anyone in that town would believe that we hadn't sinned. The strange thing is that as incredible as Mary's story was, an angel announcing her pregnancy and that it was the Spirit of the Most High who would overcome her and create the child, I believed her. I had no reason not to. But still, the practical aspects of being engaged to a woman now, to a now pregnant woman with a child that wasn't mine, needed to be taken care of. If the synagogue leaders had any say in the matter, Mary would have been stoned as soon as the pregnancy became apparent. And, legally, I could have ended the engagement, claimed the dowry, and had her shamed. But I loved her too much to follow the letter of the law. After a few sleepless nights pondering her fate, I decided the simplest solution was to send her away until she had the baby. What would happen after that would be anyone's guess, but it would, at least, save our reputations. Until. If I'd found Mary's tale of an angelic announcement incredible, then it's difficult to find an adjective to describe mine. After deciding to send Mary away, as I slept that night, I, too, was visited by an angel, who affirmed everything Mary had said about the child being the Son of God, and that it was my responsibility to care for both Mary and the child, in Nazareth. Until.
Caesar's wish was their command. What a long way to go. A census down in Bethlehem. What a long way to go. Goodness gracious, have mercy. Too many miles for poor men.
From Christmas, the Story of Stories CD by Carolyn Ahrens. I'm your host, Robert White, and you're listening to the Christmas edition of Arts Connection on Faith FM. Caesar Augustus. It wasn't as if we weren't paying enough taxes to the Romans when the emperor decided to find out if he was getting his rightful take. So he decided that everyone had to return to their ancestral home for a census. And here we were, with Mary only days away from giving birth, when we found out we'd have to travel to Bethlehem, because I was fortunate enough to be a descendant of King David. I took the few extra shekels I'd been saving to buy a lamb for sacrifice after the child's birth, and purchased a donkey. There was no way I was going to make Mary walk on what would have been a 4-day journey for a healthy woman. I knew it would take longer for a woman in her condition. By the time we arrived in Bethlehem, every spare room had been taken. Those who ran inns had filled every square cubit, sometimes with more than one body. And those who had room in their homes or on their roofs made a few extra shekels renting the space out. We had nowhere to go. Finally, I came across an innkeeper that I hadn't yet met while getting supplies at the market. I explained our plight, but like everyone else in town, he had no room. But he did have an idea. He owned a small grotto on the outskirts of town that he used as a manger. All he asked was a few hours to clear the animals and dung out and put out a few blankets and fresh straw for us, and we could use it. I was desperate. Mary was so close to giving birth that the grotto sounded like a palace. I took up his offer, and by nightfall we were soundly ensconced in the manger. Mary, Did You Know? From the Spirit of Christmas CD by Kevin Pauls. I'm your host, Robert White, and you're listening to the Christmas edition of Arts Connection on Faith FM. Well, you probably know the rest of the story. Mary had the baby, angels visited the shepherds, and shepherds visited the manger, and I stood in the background. And while the Bible says that Mary remembered every moment and treasured them, it's silent about my reaction to that night. So, I'll be silent as well. All I ask you to do is imagine what any father would be doing or thinking under similar circumstances. Thank you for listening to Arts Kitchen today, and if you miss a broadcast or want to hear it again, be sure to look for archive programs on our website at artsconnection.ca. And be sure to tune in next week for another look where faith, arts, and Canadian culture meet. For more information on Arts Connection, email robert@artsconnection.ca, follow us on Twitter @Selah13, look for the Arts Connection page on Facebook, or check out the Arts Connection blog at blog.artsconnection.ca. For Arts Connection, I'm your host, Robert White, saying good day, God bless, and Merry Christmas.